Do you know that feeling when everyone is talking about a movie that you haven't seen? Have you ever felt compelled to make some vague comments just so you can join in the conversation? Well, what if you were in too deep? Do you think you could convince everyone that you'd seen it? Or do you think your version would be so much better that no one would care? Here at Faking Movies, we're always the ones who haven't seen the movie.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Faking Movies. This is episode 20 of our Halloween spooktacular. I mean, this one's going to come out pretty close to actual Halloween, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I guess it will.
The day before, probably. Yeah,
gross.
Ooh, terrific.
Yeah.
So for episode 20, we are gonna institute our tradition of every 10th episode doing our weird little game show that we brought out a few weeks back,
and completely alienating our audience even more
and each other. Don't sleep on that part.
Oh yeah.
This time around, we are going to be calling it Rom-Com Roulette Part 2, The Revenge. Why Revenge? Ooh. Seth, Zach, would you like to let our listeners know why exactly it's a revenge?
No. No, but we have our good friend Eva back on the show because we were such assholes to her the first time.
Yes. Hello, Eva.
Yeah, you guys sure were.
Eva, number four friend of the show? Top four? Top three, maybe? I don't know.
Well,
don't,
she we is the list. She is the third most popular host of the show, as we've established.
Yeah.
Very true, yes. Yeah.
So, do we need to do another rundown of the setup for Rom-Com Roulette, or do you think we can trust our listeners to remember?
We shouldn't trust our listeners ever. We should probably describe it.
Right, so the gist is we pick three movies. This time we picked rom-coms, of course. And we each get 90 seconds to describe our version of them in a different genre. And of course, spooktacularly, we're going with horror movies this time. So,
what a spooky twist.
Very, very spooky.
So spooky.
Yeah, so we're doing it, and then instead of us judging, Eva's revenge is that she gets to judge us, as we so unfairly judged her previously.
Yes, that's true.
So I think
we did
Eva,
get a lot of
have...
complaints about our shitty judging of each other, so...
I think it was spectacular, and I don't know what the issue is here.
I mean, as always, we are the funniest people we know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just keep believing that.
Yeah. So, Eva, I believe you have some special spooky rules for us.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Very spooky. Yeah.
So, first of all, I have... Most of my rules are normal rules, but I do have one spooky rule.
Ooh,
and
great.
It's that every plot that you guys lay out has to involve the monster mash.
Oh, fuck.
Pretty easily I can get that into at least one of mine. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to check mine for time.
Give me a second.
I'm kidding, you don't have to do that. That was a joke.
Oh, really? Because I was gonna figure out a way to do it.
But I'll say
I actually did figure out a way to do it for all of mine.
If you do it, your movie automatically gets an extra star.
Oh, you're rating on a star system.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
But, all right. So anyway, first rule, we will not be judging movies based on how well they would do in Peoria.
No.
Lee?
We often don't. Yeah, that seems fair.
I mean, how else are we gonna nail down our vaudeville routine if we don't?
Well, yeah.
Pandering will be rewarded.
Oh.
So to that end.
To you, yeah.
To that end, anybody who works into their plot the fact that dads are the worst also receives an extra star.
Way ahead of you. Way.
Uh-oh.
And finally, my criteria for judgment, the principles are obscure and alchemical, okay. And I won't be disclosing.
Okay.
But the point system still works the same, though, right? Like,
three for obscure, best, two for...
And alchemical.
No, we're going.
No, it sounds like it won't, guys. One, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
cool.
I do love arbitrarity, so
it's the name of the game here.
I guess that is kind of our style. So.
Okay. So,
do we want to go? Do we want to go alphabetical again this time? Or.
Sure. Yeah, I guess. What? What? Who? So that would be what? Lee first.
Lee's sure. Pick first. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so tell you a little bit about my pick here. I chose Sleepless in Seattle.
You sure did.
Yep. to transform into a horror movie.
Uh-huh.
And the cast members I selected for us to use are Rita Wilson, Rosie O'Donnell, Meg Ryan, Bill Pullman, Tom Hanks, and Victor Garber.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's a lot of people. But, yeah,
I think
For 90 seconds, we all had a lot of people.
Yeah, I think we all had six, I believe, right?
Yeah, we like to. Yeah, I think so. Pull that. We like to give ourselves the option of coupling everyone up, don't we?
Yeah. Well, spoilers. I barely used any actors' names.
So. I think that's totally fine. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so get okay. ready for that's that. Right.
The funny part is we picked these movies based on like, oh man, that cast is great. And then I did the same goddamn thing. I was like, I can't spend time talking about fucking Kathy Bates.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway. No, I'm in the same vein. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Lee is, he did Sleepless in Seattle. Mm-hmm. So you'll be first, then me, and then Zach?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Great. Okay, so Lee... We're going to start your timer here. As soon as you say the first word, I do have a timer.
Oh, so prepared.
I know. I'm amazing. I know it.
All right.
Yeah.
Serial killer is attacking women at night. We meet Rita Wilson, Rosie O'Donnell, Meg Ryan, all at a party discussing this. Also there is Bill Pullman, who is Meg's ex, and Victor Garber, who is Meg's deaf and somewhat creepy neighbor in her apartment building. Rita leaves for a hot date. She ends up horribly, horribly murdered. Killer is all shadowed. We see the murder from the killer's perspective. Real grisly. After the funeral, Meg goes to a bookstore where she meets Tom Hanks. He's a great guy. He's going to take it slow with her. She needs this after the death of her friend and her breakup. Throughout the movie, Pullman keeps showing up unexpectedly to check on Meg. She's freaked out and she can't trust anyone but Tom Hanks anymore. Uh-huh. Rosie dies next. She's on her way home from a Take Back the Night event. The same framing for the murder, only way more violent. Now, Meg is a total shut-in now, and she's waiting for Tom to come over, but Bill Pullman shows up. He tells her he knows who the murderer is, and she accuses him. Just then, Victor Garber breaks in, and he's, like, seemingly menacing, but he's signing furiously, and it turns out that he has a knife in his back, and he dies. Tom Hanks comes in, and he's got a head wound, and he says that he saw Bill Pullman do it, and he stabs him, and we think that Pullman's dead. He goes to comfort Meg, and she keeps backing away. She says that she speaks sign language and knows that it's Hanks who killed Victor Garber. Hanks goes crazy. Big chase scene. Eventually, Meg kills him with the same knife. And she asks him why, and he uses his actual quote from the movie. I'd much rather just see somebody I like and get a feeling about them. Then he dies.
That was a shit ton of plot.
Yeah. Bill Pullman's still alive. That's the other thing.
Okay. No, you get a cliffhanger ending. That's how this game works.
I don't know how that one ended. I'm very confused.
Weird. Yeah.
Well, you miss a point. You lose a point because you turn it into a franchise, and that's not cool.
Oh
no, I didn't.
Ooh. Can we pick back up in an hour so I can rewrite all my?
Oh no. Oh no.
Shit.
See, but. I mean, we'll talk about this at the end, I'm sure, but horror movie franchises is a really good way to go with a horror movie.
Oh, it's the only way to go.
Has been established in my amazing episode that will come out, or has come out.
Yeah. Right, it's been a few weeks now, Seth. Wink, wink.
Our best episode of all time. Yep.
Okay.
It's your turn.
So, were all the women dying after doing, like, sort of quasi-feminist things?
Ooh, I really didn't intend that to be the case.
Ooh.
So no, ooh. No, they were not. Ooh. Answer no.
Ooh, Lee.
We can hold this till the Q&A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So
Zach, do you have a timer?
Yeah,
I do.
Okay, you have a timer?
Yep.
Okay, so I will start at some point as soon as I organize my thoughts well enough and can read what I wrote on my weird notes application. So,
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Are we at the credits yet? I'm confused.
Well, I haven't started yet.
Do you not have anything, Seth?
I do, but I'm afraid that I'm going to laugh through the opening here because...
and screw yourself on time.
Oh, yeah. Well, because this one is the one I expected to go last, and it has a typical Seth ridiculous title. So
this is... Okay. Wait, is this Scream 2?
oh, now I need to make stickers that say Scream 2.
I doubt that because this one is more confusing. But okay, so this movie is called Sleepless in Seattle. Say being a reflexive in many languages, lots of Latinates, Spanish, and also like Czech, for example. Attle is a Cornish word meaning refuse or dirt, often used in reference to mining.
So there's at least
this movie's actual... No, don't talk. This movie's actual title is Sleepless in One's Own Filth. So...
Oh my god.
The departure for... Hey, you guys are ruining my time.
We'll take seconds off. Okay. Keep going.
In a departure for good guy Tom Hanks, this is a gritty psychological horror movie in which Hanks has insomnia and things start to slip out of his grasp. Weirder and weirder things are happening to him as he can't explain. Wow, man, I wrote this really bad.
This is just the Da Vinci Code.
I'm not done. He stares at walls, and the walls start to bleed, and he blinks, and it's normal. There's a lot of camera tricks where there's, like, weird random things in his peripheral vision, basically to make the viewer uncomfortable. Things progress more and more rapidly. He sees his friends die in more and more horrible ways, even though it's never really shown on screen. And much of the movie is shown from Hank's perspective. Finally, all he sees is dirty filth all around him, and he breaks down walking through a desolate, disgusting city. And the final scene is we start with a close-up on Hank's eye, and we pan out and out and out and out, and we see that he's in an insane asylum. End of story.
I thought you were going to say okay. We see that he's in his own colon.
Ooh. That would have been much better, but... All right.
The brown eye.
Yeah, much dirtier
so you got like
as well.
7 seconds to spare on that one. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Not bad.
Okay.
I have no idea what it's about, but...
Wait, could you say the name again?
The movie is Sleepless in Seattle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and it means sleepless in one's own shit?
One's own filth, excuse me.
It's not crass here, come on.
And, that's and a real highbrow joke for a title, but like, I do like it.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get into it in a hot second. But, okay. so now we have Zach's Sleepless in Seattle.
See how fast we can read.
All right.
Good to go?
Yep.
Okay. Very slow fade in to hospital sounds and blurry, bright white light. We're in Meg Ryan's first-person view. She appears to be in a Seattle hospital, but completely immobile and unable to communicate. She's in a coma, but is, in fact, aware of everything happening around her, very much unbeknownst to the hospital staff. Tom Hanks and Rosie are doctors, paying her almost no attention during the days. They make a point that Tom has several kids, but as a dad, oh, he's just the worst. Bill, Rita, and Victor are family members, but they seldom visit. We can't really remember nights, but it starts to become clear that something weird is happening. We develop resistance to the sedatives they give patients at nights, and eventually start to piece things together. The doctors are using coma patients for terrible medical experiments, even harvesting their organs and acting like they die of natural causes. She endures some of the milder torture, all while awake, but witnessing some true horrors. The movie is her desperately trying to both survive and dodge this treatment while attempting to alert someone to this. At the end, there's a huge lead up to what seems like her salvation, but it's foiled by the doctors. She remains sleepless, in Seattle.
Ooh. All right.
So we all turn Tom Hanks into a monster then, huh?
I don't know, because he never is. And yeah, it just
I mean,
better.
Other than David S. Pimkins.
Also, his performance in Inferno was pretty monstrous.
Oh, well,
his hairstyle in those movies is monstrous.
I mean, it does look like he's sewn like his own face over his face at this point. Oh. So.
Mm-hmm. I want to put my face
he's a bit pulled
on.
Back, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh man. So good Nick Cage stuff going on.
Yeah, were you just hypothesizing a Nick Cage Tom Hanks movie where they don't switch faces or something?
In fact, they clone extra faces and put it over their faces.
I would pay like dozens of dollars to see Nick Cage do a Tom Hanks impression.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Oh my god.
That would be spectacular, I must admit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Really, he'd have to exercise his restraint, something he's never done. So
he cannot do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Zach, could you remind me whose dad is the worst in this movie?
Tom Hanks is a dad to many kids that he neglects and is just the fucking worst.
Huh.
Which notably doesn't happen in real life. I hear he's kind of a great dad.
Yeah. That seems like kind of a tacked on little thing there, since he's a nightmare doctor.
Yeah.
Nope. Totally fits the story.
It wasn't filler. It wasn't just filler pandering or anything like that.
Couldn't be.
Said pandering would be rewarded. Yep.
Mm. She did say that. That's
true.
Well, fuck you.
Okay, we're on to the second movie, which I think is mine, right?
Wait, are we not deciding ratings?
Oh, you're gonna rate them now? Okay.
Is
this one of those elections where only the president gets to vote?
I thought that was the whole idea of bringing you on.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a real vote.
Yeah.
All right. So what other questions might you have? Do you need a refresher?
Oh,
I honestly forgot. I forgot your entire movie because there was so much plot.
Okay.
It was a little convoluted.
It was a lot of plot.
To be fair, I don't think you should rehash the whole thing now. That feels like cheating. I don't know. So Tom Hanks,
there was like a deaf guy and he was signing that it was Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is the murderer, but there's Mr. X that it's Pullman and the other guy.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's the thing about this. Like, horror movies, you do have to have kind of a bit of plot because there's a bunch of, like, turnarounds and shit. And it's hard to do in fucking 90 seconds, turns out.
Yeah, we keep picking things we don't understand. You could have gone supernatural.
Mm-hmm. You don't need, like, a lot of twists and turns with, like, a good haunted house movie.
Whoa.
I just can't ever watch another ghost movie after all the bullshit we went through this month.
Oh, God.
I feel like mine was a little seemingly supernatural. Like, I had an idea where there was going to be a demon showing up and it turns out that he's still insane, but
I mean he did end up in his own colon, so that's pretty horrific.
I mean
that was studio notes from you, but let's
it's canon now, that's how your movie ends.
And for that
you get like two extra points also. Sweet. For the name.
Sweet.
Yeah, name is strong on that one.
Yeah, it was a very good name. Seth, is that maybe inspired a little by that Tom Hanks Dungeons and Dragons movie from the 80s?
You know, as I got halfway through it, yeah. I'm pretty sure that it was Mazes and Monsters, a lot of it.
Mazes and Monsters.
Which is a true story, which is super strange and unsettling.
With dragons?
No, essentially it was a guy who thought that he was in the D&D campaign at University of Michigan, I believe.
No, it was
Michigan State.
I don't know this movie. That sounds honestly pretty dope.
I think it's on Netflix right now.
It was recently.
Yeah. But essentially it's this guy that is disconnected from society and falls into a Dungeons and Dragons thing, and it was the big impetus for all of the legislation where they were talking about, demonizing Dungeons and Dragons as Satan worship that came up in the late 80s, early 90s, that, of course, came to nothing, but it was a very interesting story.
That's
Vote
all they
Nymax
fucking had to worry
on Guy Gax.
In the late 80s?
Yeah.
That was like a thing that they worried about legislation for?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Man, times were good, I guess.
I believe the person that the main character was based off of eventually committed suicide, but
I think you might be right.
Yeah, it's not a super fun story, and when I watched the movie the first time, I thought it was going to be super fun. Turns out,
that's
a movie called Mazes and Monsters is really depressing.
Light on the monsters, heavy on the person going through some serious mental struggles. Mm-hmm.
right.
Oof.
Right,
cool.
Anyway, did we decide if we're going to actually get scores now, or if we're just going to wait till the end?
Yeah. So I was in the middle of assigning them, and then you started talking about like demon worship in the '80s.
Yeah. And yeah. Seth did a YouTube video.
I sure did. I guess. Except it wasn't funny.
Well, tell us about.
It was very.
Tell us about Richard Ramirez now.
Okay. Well, Ramirez, the Night Stalker. No, I'm not going to talk about serial
traveling
killers.
Hobo serial killer.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Oh, Christ.
So I would say, Zach, I like your plot the most because it could go either Soylent Green or something actually creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
And you get like an extra point for pandering. That's
wow. Hells yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. You're very welcome. Yep.
I can't believe I fucking forgot.
I've been talking about it all week. I don't know.
I know you have. You asked.
I asked you about Eva background life details to fucking banter. Yeah, like, this should have been very clear.
Good choice.
Seth, what did I like? I liked your title. And
yeah. Title.
it was a very good title.
It was a good title.
It's
the editorialized colon butthole is pretty cool too.
Yeah,
I guess.
Fair.
I liked that it was all title and no content. That's sort of it's sort of the genre I like to work in.
It's what he won with last time. Yeah. Well, yeah,
hey,
honestly, yeah,
I know what I'm doing.
And Lee, you went all content.
Yeah,
no title.
Yeah,
Lee was in Seattle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Women being killed at night. They're sleepless.
I'm gonna give it to Seth. He gets like 3.5 stars.
God. Sweet.
Right. But if you do this again and it's another just title one,
you win again.
I might let you win.
You win again.
I'll say up front, that's the only one that I have that is all title.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I actually like my Zach pick, and I hate my own pick. So we'll see how it goes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so your pick would be next, right, Seth?
Yes, yeah. That is unfortunately what is about to happen.
Do we want to, Eva? Can you give us like an order 3-2-1 for scoring purposes?
What do you mean?
He wants to know what our standings are, but I get the impression that you don't want us to know what our standings are.
Okay, well, alternatively,
what about opaque and alchemical? Do you people not understand?
Oh, okay. We're gonna bullshit our way through this, and then at the end you're just gonna arbitrarily pick, because I'm fine with that. I just want to be clear on what the score is.
Seth gets I think I said 3.5 stars.
Right, but we don't know what any of us got.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's like zero sum. You get zero. Zero stars.
Oh
so wow. It's all or nothing.
Oof. All right. Okay. Okay.
All right.
That'll be good.
Let's
is 3.5 like maxed out? Is this you're just gonna award stars to whatever the best one
you
is?
You wanna know how high the scale goes?
Yeah.
Infinite.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so 3.5 doesn't sound that great anymore.
Oh boy.
Yikes.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
go ahead, Seth.
Moving right along like a Muppet movie song. My movie. I chose as my rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You, starring Heath Ledger, Julia Stiles, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Larissa Oleynik, which I'm not sure how to pronounce her name.
Larissa Oleynik. Yeah.
Is it just Oleynik?
All right.
Well, that's not how it's spelled.
Some
not
dissension.
At all.
I thought it was Oleynik from the Alex Mack days, but...
Yeah. The other two actors are David Krumholtz and Larry Miller.
Yep.
Not Larry.
Larry Miller.
Larry. Those are...
Lara Flynn Miller.
Yep, that's what we got. So, Again, to preface, I really hate this one. So I had a lot
this
of...
This is the one you picked.
I know, yeah. I know, because I picked it because of a really great cast. And then I remembered we're doing a horror movie. So it kind of all crumbles into garbage, like everything. I know.
This pitch is going very well. Yes.
So, start. All right.
It's a real you Willy want me Wellman to... situation all happening right now.
Are you guys ready for my version of 10 Things I Hate About You, the horror movie?
Ready, ready and willing.
Sort of.
Does it have colon the horror movie at the end? Because that's pretty cool.
Not this time. All right. But
I don't like it as much anymore.
Well, give me a second. So when I start the description, I'll reveal my current title.
Oh, great.
Oh, God damn it.
So my movie is 10 Things I Hate About You, but it really should be called 10 Things I Hate About Y'all. Which is a joke from my roommate. He came up with that, not me, but it's all right. Anyway, this is a horror comedy. It's 10 short vignettes with the same actors playing different parts. Each successive part, there is more and more victims, right? So the first one, there's only one person, and the second one, there's two, and so forth, right? And each time, the killer is a different actor. But the deaths are always goofy. Like, for example, sometimes David Krumholtz will be chasing Joseph Gordon-Levitt through an amusement park and then fall into a cotton candy machine or something. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like Julia Stiles will be Home Alone style killed by Larissa Olnick by, you know, like a paint can falling. or one of those like super hot murdered doorknobs that were so popular back in the day. Mm-hmm. And in the 10th vignette, in the 10th vignette, it'll be like a battle royale style movie with the 10 most famous actors from this movie just all trying to kill each other in very silly ways. And that's why it's 10 Things I Hate About Y'all.
Okay. I thought y'all was going to go southern, but me I too. Don't yeah. Think did.
Why does changing it to 10 Things I Hate About Y'all imply a weird, like,
did you want... Because montage. Because it's multiple, like, actors all hating each other, and did you want me to do 10 Things I Hate About
Y'all?
You want me to do 10 Things I Hate About Ye? Like, what do you want from me?
Well... 10 things I so plural.
10 things I hate about vosotros. 10 things I hate about
was also
voy?
Plural in English.
Everybody knows.
It was always plural. What's
you group?
You're a linguist. What are you doing?
I mean, I hate English. Is what's going on.
All right. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
You guys are garbage.
Sure.
All right, so then it goes me and then Lee because we rotate around.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Seth, are you ready with that timer?
I is.
Okay.
English.
Oh boy. All right, it's gonna be another fast read.
Okay.
Okay. Julia is our main character named Donna. She drinks wine and tells people about it when she meets them. Everybody loves it. She's also dating Heath. they're the most popular kids in school. JGL, Larissa, and Krumholtz are all the token friends.
Of course.
Larry Miller is the cool English teacher. Mm. Donna starts getting shamed at school. Someone is very publicly revealing secrets about her that she thought no one knew. Like how she accidentally killed the family dog as a kid, left her last school because of an infamous diarrhea incident, and secretly doesn't drink wine, like her personal tagline suggests. Throughout the movie, we pinpoint all three friends as culprits out of various jealousy and secret love-based motives, and Heath out of spite. In the big reveal, it was Larry Miller because he's tired of these kids not taking English more seriously and sees Donna as the cool kid, as the paragon of what's wrong with today's youth. This culminates in an assembly where Larry takes everyone hostage in the theater and presents a slideshow entitled 10 Things I Hate About You about why millennials are just ruining the world. Heath, in an act of bravery, saves the day by subduing Larry, but is fatally wounded. In this moment of panic, Donna again shits her pants, but no one seems to notice, or do they?
This has to be more than 90 seconds.
Let's
no
allows financially viable sequels imminent. Yep.
Oh, that's it. You got that's 9 seconds left. You did it.
Damn. So, I thought I was going to be up against the wall on that one.
There was so much diarrhea. How did you have 9 seconds?
I don't know. So I loved the pandering.
Oh my God. That was
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you lose points because the pandering is such an inside joke that nobody listening will understand.
Let's not count that against me. No, that should count for me, if anything. Yeah.
So the bad guy was the English teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pissed off that nobody takes English seriously. And millennials are fucking up the world.
So he murders teens?
Yeah, just after I started English. So,
yeah,
you know.
There's no murder. Well, I guess Heath gets murdered because he, like, so he's in the theater and just, like, ranting.
I thought you said
raving.
Heath was the hero.
Yeah, and then Heath, like tries to tackle him or something, and then Heath dies, but nobody else really dies. Just a lot of shame.
So your horror movie is about a resentful English teacher,
and one person dies,
and you think I'm gonna like it?
Well, I mean, kind of.
No, I'm kidding. I loved it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
thank God.
Yeah.
What's Donna's personal hard. Tagline? You said that she has a tagline, but you didn't say it during the.
Oh, it's. Oh, fuck. This is the part I couldn't totally remember. I believe it's, I'm Donna, and I drink wine? and I drink a lot of wine? Oh, fuck, I don't remember. It was like 6 weeks ago, and I should remember, but I don't remember.
Now I really want a t-shirt with Zach's face, and underneath it says, I'm Donna, and I drink a lot of wine!
Oh my god.
I would wear only that for the rest of my life.
Oh boy.
So wait, what is the actual tagline then, Eva?
I don't know. I don't know what tagline you guys are ascribing to my mother.
We definitely talked about this when we were on our trip.
Yeah, it's true. We did.
Your mom had... She's like meets people and says like I'm Donna and something.
No, that mother doesn't do that.
That's just the thing I made up because she's very exuberant.
I'm Donna and I could be an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's the yeah.
Oh, ooh,
okay. I'm like
I'm Donna. I want a little lighter. I could be an alcoholic.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah. Okay, it's the voice that really does it for me. Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, it adds some happiness to it.
That was very nice. Seth, did you already go?
Yes. With my entirely forgettable bullshit.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about it.
No,
oh, so far, I remember it was vignettes and like a battle royale.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was super great. Probably. Anyway.
All right. Lee, do you even want to go or should we just call it here?
Yeah.
Do you think, Lee?
No, I'm going to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe he has some good pandering.
I don't. That's the part that I fucked up on.
Okay.
It's a murder musical. Students are killed at this high school, and every time one dies, there's a note scrawled in blood on the wall near the body. Example, one, the way you disrupt class. And then the students sing a song explaining how that person fulfilled those traits. It's someone that's connected to the school, clearly. But it goes on, and Heath Ledger, Julia, JGL, and Alex Mack start to realize that all the traits could also describe Julia. She then gets to have her leading lady big belter song about the fear of like, what if it's me? Larry Miller's the detective, he's investigating, and he follows around their group because they're not popular and well-liked, so they're obviously suspects.
Yep.
But then JGL gets murdered. He's number seven. The friends are still suspects, but then they bring in the loner, Davy Crumbs. Standard, he's different, so he's got to be a suspect. Heath and Julia are being questioned, and we hear a scream. Alex Mack is dead, and there's a big musical number because the killer has to be nearby. Then Crummy comes out from nowhere and brutally murders Heath. Larry and Crummy get into a struggle. Crummy shoots Larry with his own gun and chases Julia up to the rooftop from the movie. Crummy has a Meatloaf-inspired song about his motives. He's a loner, a lover, a genius, and a killer.
Uh-huh.
He goes over all the things he hates except about Julia, except one, that she's not dead yet. Just when it seems like he's going to murder her, Kay Hanley from Letters to Cleo shows up and hits him with a guitar, and he falls off the roof, plummeting to his death. Kay and Julia rock out on the rooftop as the movie ends, and they sing about the 10 things they hate about the killer.
Wow.
Damn.
You were just okay, first, 1 second over time.
several things. Calling them Alex Mack and Crummy is the best.
That was pretty spectacular.
Letters to Cleo reference, just spot on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. There is
very good.
There is no doubt I got third place in this one. Because both of those were far, far superior in every way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like your crap aesthetic. It's like...
Oh, no. I knew this would happen.
I can't win. Because my next one is fucking terrible. So like,
I actually like my next one, so...
Yeah, I don't know.
Speechless.
I mean...
So what kind of... Do you have any questions?
I guess it's just... Yeah, Zach, you made a movie plot based on, like, weird inside jokes about my life that now, like, 70 people are going to hear all about.
Do we have that 55. Many? Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was 61 today.
Oh, snap.
Great.
Please and subscribe.
I hadn't considered that aspect. That's a good point.
Yeah, we really got to get to 69, guys. We got it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt.
Lee, I like that, like, the sort of penultimate song where the killer, the final thing he doesn't like about Julia is that she's not dead yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is the exact song I would have listened to in the car when I was a teenager.
It's a meatloaf-themed villain song, which I would have loved that. That's a pandering. Yeah. That's a little pander there.
God, yeah. Hell yeah.
I'd say, Lee, you get, like, 5 Dinostar stickers.
God, that is so magnetic. I don't understand.
Uh-huh. All right.
Is that good? Is that bad?
Yeah. Zach gets, like, he gets, like, 3 dinosaur stickers.
Uh-huh.
And...
Oh, all right.
Okay.
There's an and, though. What's the and?
And, Seth, you get... You get, like, one of the, like, you tried stickers.
I feel like... Right.
Good cut, Slugger.
I feel like perhaps dinosaur stickers, like, the more you have of them, the worse it is.
I did not get that impression. Weird.
Well, okay. I'm gonna...
What do you mean?
I'm gonna want to believe that.
Yeah, no, sorry.
I mean, if this was gonna go over the course of several weeks, we could have, like, whole online message boards theories about what does a dinosaur sticker mean in the grand exchange scheme rate. Of,
yep. If only we were popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Stars are made out of fire or something. Wait, so and dinosaurs get killed by stars.
What did I award you, Zach, in our first round?
Me and Zach got
I was not awarded round. Anything.
Seth, sorry.
No. I was ignored.
Seth, I got 3.5 stars, I believe.
That's right. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. Well, wait,
this makes it sound like you're actually keeping track of something.
Which is
confusing to me.
Yeah, which is super confusing.
It's a little distressing more than anything for me.
So let's get on to our third and final movie, and that is Zach's.
Yep. Okay, so I went Failure to Launch.
Oof.
I know. In hindsight, the title made the most difference, and not a great one, but
I don't know. I don't know.
It can go a few ways.
Did you just want to give Lee an opportunity to do a Matthew McConaughey impression again?
Oh God!
I don't think I
have one.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do.
Let's find out.
Have I done it on the show?
Maybe.
I feel like you probably did in Fool's Gold, but.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sure definitely. Enough. Yep. Yeah. No, there you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right, cast is pretty good. Maddie McCann's, Sarah Jessica Parker, Zoe Deschanel, Bradley Cooper, Terry Bradshaw, and Dame Kathy Bates.
So. Dame?
I don't think that's accurate, but
she's a dame. Yep.
In my heart, yeah. Oh. In my heart of hearts.
Okay, but was she recognized by the Queen of England?
Oh, heavens no, she's American.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we'll just keep calling her Dame Kathy Bates. All right, anyway.
It's got a good ring to it.
Kind of. All right, I have your timer up. Let's do this.
All right. Fade in on the deck of the Titanic in Ireland, ready to set off on her maiden voyage across the Atlantic. McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Parker are rich main characters. Zoe and Brad are poor main characters.
Uh-huh.
Terry Bradshaw is our captain, and Kathy is his wife. Yes. Skipping ahead, they obviously hit something and the boat starts going down.
Uh-huh.
Rich people are in the lifeboats and the poor folks are in the water, except it immediately becomes clear that the supposed iceberg was actually an alien craft.
Oh, snap!
The aliens crashed into the ocean themselves, and startled by this boat that appeared out of nowhere, they panic and destroy it. The lifeboats get destroyed first as they're easy targets. They also dismantle what remains of the ship, which Terry and Kathy are going down with in traditional fashion.
Mm-hmm.
The boat house band, time-traveling Steely Dan, is ceremoniously murdered by the aliens as they play the hits in traditional fashion while the ship is sinking.
Oh, God. Son of a bitch.
Lots of turmoil, and the alien craft eventually somehow uses the wreckage to get back into space, disappearing without a trace. Our two poor folks escape with a handful of others by way of appearing like random ship debris. No survivors tell anyone of the aliens for fear of being accused of something related to the rich people deaths. It was history's greatest failure to launch.
Okay.
That's so stupid. Oh my God.
Wow. Okay. You again had 9 seconds.
Okay.
You get like
did all right this time.
You get like 70 points for the batshit crazy historical revisionism.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I thought murdering Steely Dan was the pandering in there, but
that was good.
Yeah, whatever works.
You guys are in for some fucking Steely Dan this weekend. You just confirmed it then.
Ah, damn it.
Fuckos. Oh,
yeah.
This is the Iron Giant all over again.
You guys, I honestly don't know which is worse. Steely Dan or Dads? Because they both suck so hard. And I feel like I'm going crazy when people talk about how they love them, you know?
Oh, boy.
Big fan.
We are well aware.
Yeah, but you also love your dad, so congratulations.
Yeah. Must I'm also nice. A fan of my dad, yes. Nice.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
All right, Lee, you want to...
Is it, are we good? Am I good to go? Good to go, guys?
Yeah.
All right. Someone is killing astronauts by sabotaging their rockets. Terry Bradshaw is the president. Kathy Bates is the head of NASA. They hire McConaughey. He's a former astronaut.
Oh my God, of course.
An alcoholic. Bradley Cooper. Yeah. He's a respected Secret Service agent. They're going to investigate. Maddie finds all the flaws causing the catastrophes. They're real subtle. The person who did it knows what they're doing. Cooper goes through all the astronauts for motives, and they keep getting murdered. Super grisly slasher movie style. Killer is more brazen. This all leads to Zoe Deschanel. She's a young astronaut. Didn't seem like she was ever going to make it into space.
Were her bangs too heavy?
Yeah, it was weighing her down. So Maddie and Brady end up, they end their investigations, and they both land on Zoe because she has the know-how and the motive. But it turns out that Kathy Bates and Terry Bradshaw are her secret parents. She's their love child, and they were plotting to send her into space.
Why would they want to send their daughter into space?
Because she's an astronaut. She wants to. So there's this big fucking fight in the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and like Zoe JPL. Gets just killed when her dad... Yeah. Zoe gets killed when Terry Bradshaw accidentally pushes her in front of like a big moving piston. She's like, dads are the worst! And then it all ends up with everyone dying. Everyone dying except for Matthew McConaughey and Kathy Bates. Matthew McConaughey pushes the president in front of a giant fucking rocket and he gets burned alive. And then the Secret Service busts in and kills him. And no one will ever know the truth about the failure to launch.
Oh.
Wow.
One second over.
Yeah.
Again.
Not bad. Not bad.
You hate space and I'm killing astronauts.
No.
This is
My
for you.
Why does she say dads are the worst?
Oh, because he accidentally like pushes her during the scuffle.
Yeah,
Pushes her during the scuffle. But actually, this movie is about how good dads are, and when you're a good dad, you're a bad president.
Uh-oh. Oh no!
Shit.
Oh.
He was being such a good dad. He was just trying to dad really good for her.
Oh shit!
You
also
it hard on this one.
I'm pretty sure that JPL is full of random pistons. But that's all right.
I've been, but I hear it's cool.
Not
a lot of deaths, I don't think.
Yeah.
Do they have like catwalks above giant like prototype rockets that you could accidentally push a president into?
You know what? I can't say. I've never actually been to JPL, so...
Well, then I think my movie's historically accurate.
Yep. I see no reason to dispute that.
Yep.
Also, I would like you guys to keep in mind that all the murders are going to be very grisly and graphic.
Oh, yeah, naturally. Perfect. I mean, this is the horror
But it's actually a horror movie about what happens when men try to be fathers. So
I thought you were going to go with when people abuse their power. But,
yeah. That Venn diagram is a very small one.
Is it a circle?
Oh, boy.
Anyway, so I changed my mind. I like it.
Ooh. Hey.
God damn it.
Goody. Right. Good for me.
All right. Seth, you ready to go?
Oh, my God. This one I'm going to have to rush for.
Excellent. Because
it is convoluted as shit.
Perfect.
All right. So you all ready for this?
I like to move it. Yeah. This is counting against you.
Oh, shit, really?
No.
All right. So.
Michael Jordan is the star, clearly, after that intro.
I wish. So, in a similar vein to Lee's, this is a space story in the vein of, like, Red Planet or The Martian, sort of. So, Bradshaw and Bates are the field commanders. We get a lot of backstory involving, like, a mythos revolving around the great stone face of Mars. People have been trying to figure out for forever, anyway. This is the future where Earth essentially got all used up and everybody moves to Mars. And now they've pretty much used up Mars and they need a new planet, so they move on to Europa. And of course, in Mission Control during all of this, they're playing the Monster Mash.
Fuck.
This isn't
an actual musical.
Yep. This is this is an exploratory mission, and of course something goes wrong and they have a failure to launch off of the planet. They're trapped on Europa and they find another great stone face like the one they found on Mars, and as they're investigating it, everybody starts to act a little weird. Quickly we kill off Bradshaw and Bates because they're old and I don't care. It turns out that when they landed on this new planet, they awoke something that dwells within the face. The same thing they awoke on the face of Mars. The same thing they awoke on a now destroyed face on Earth. It just took longer because they destroyed it, but it was this creeping rot that keeps going and eventually destroys the world. The face create a sort of possession like the thing.
5 seconds.
And they start killing other people, but it doesn't go only in one direction. Like, it kind of seizes you, and then it releases you, and so now no one can be trusted. We rush to the end.
No, you're done. Yep. We gave
the two of them survive. There's a tedious romantic subplot, and then they manage to jerry-rig the space and start escaping.
158. Oh, God. 158. I gave you a couple seconds for the goofs, but was about 20.
It's a real shame because I was really into that.
Yeah. I really like that one. Right. That's why it was so much longer. Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the end of that.
That'll do it.
So, Zach, you killed off Steely Dan, and you turned sure Titanic did. Into a.
I forgot I was about the
into
Titanic.
A like Men in Black style.
I do like that. I do like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And all the rich people died.
Fuck, that was really good.
I also hate rich people. So
yeah,
yeah. Lee, what did you do?
Killing astronauts, the president.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. What it means when men have any power.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love it. More or less, yeah.
It was more of a subtle horror.
I don't think this is going to be a controversial opinion.
This subtle, everyday horror of astronauts being stabbed to death in gruesome ways. Yeah. Just like the patriarchy.
By the president and his secret daughter. And the head of NASA, yeah.
His secret daughter is Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys, I'm gonna go to Mars.
I don't know if this is going to be controversial, but do we want Zooey Deschanel being the feminist hero of any movie?
I wouldn't call her a feminist
hero. She's the feminist hero. She's an astronaut who murders people.
Oh, she was doing the murdering. Okay.
Yeah, she's one of.
I just assumed she was the winner. Oh, okay. All right. Those bangs are heavy. I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, how do they even fit inside the...
The helmet? Yeah. That's a good question.
It's specially made, for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's a real shame, because she also would have had a failure to launch, because they wouldn't have been able to get the thrust, because of the bangs weight.
Naturally.
That was a tortured show.
Yeah. That was undeserved.
Wait, Seth, did you just mutter something about science under your breath?
No, not this time.
Something physics.
That's
physics.
Just not even how thrusters work.
No. Anyway. No, not this time.
And Seth, you... I'm trying to remember all that happened in your movie.
Yeah, it's complicated.
So they were on Mars because they ruined Earth, and then they left Mars because they ruined Mars and went to Europa, and they started to ruin that, but it turns out there's this weird, like,
the thing, like, rot. Yeah, sort of thing, yeah.
So, okay, so it's like another, I don't know, tortured Ridley Scott.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, it's kind of how the last few Alien movies went.
Space opera.
See, okay. I haven't seen those new Alien movies. I just wanted a heavy-handed environmentalist message, so.
Mm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. As is the style at the time. Of course.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So for this last round of ratings, something I like to do to annoy men is to call runs in baseball points. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That sounds about right. I call innings quarters. So there's, you know, they're in the eighth quarter.
So they play two and one quarter.
Bottom of the ninth quarter.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, the seventh quarter stretch, and you know all those things.
Yeah. Certainly. Yeah.
So is the time in between each inning, is that the eighth?
No,
because it's an eighth in between the quarters.
Lee, come on.
Your baseball math is all
messed up. Yeah.
I also call the baseball field.
I'm disappointed in me too.
Baseball is like the banana of sports.
I don't know what that means, but it's funny, I think.
Yeah. No.
It's true. Baseball is the banana of sports.
Oh, the message boards are going to light up about that one. They're going to be trying to figure that out for years.
Bananas are disgusting fruits.
What?
And you should be ashamed to ever put one in your mouth. No, they're disgusting.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
So anyway, all this to say, I would give... now I've forgotten all of your plots again.
God damn it.
Because we spent so much time talking about runs.
Points. Yeah.
So it's the points. Titanic aliens, Zooey Deschanel's bangs / male power, and Ridley Scott.
Heavy-handed face of Mars bullshit.
So I give Zach, like, how many runs do you usually get in baseball? Like,
I don't know, like
50?
That's a tough question.
Nope.
No. Let's go with 50. That's
yeah,
right.
You get 50 runs.
I'll take 50. Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like, it's either 50 or it's like 3, so yeah.
Something. Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep.
Lee, you get like, I don't know, like 25 runs.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
It's a fair number of runs, apparently.
Well, you didn't go off Steely Dan, Seth.
Yeah.
And Seth, Jesus Christ, you get 10 runs.
10?
Right. You got 10 runs? He went...
you went over by 20
seconds. 30
seconds
over. And he wasn't even done. We just shouted him down.
All right.
I mean, that's the lowest amount of runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you get 20 runs.
Oh, sweet!
You're gonna shame me about the amount of runs I give you.
Yeah, dude, you have no power.
I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for you to announce that, like in golf, the more runs you have, the worse it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, me too.
No, I'm done. All right, so count up your points.
I don't know how many points I have.
Couldn't begin to do something like that. No,
well, impossible. I had 3.5 stars. I did not have any dinosaur stickers. But I had a...
You had a You Tried sticker.
Yeah, I had a You Tried sticker, and then I have 20 runs.
It's also a scratch and sniff, but it doesn't work when you scratch it.
No. It smells like the worst one. It smells like licorice.
Oh, I was thinking that it smelled like shame, but all right. I guess those are probably synonymous, licorice and shame, but... Anyway, I know my score.
Yeah, I think I also got 0 stars. I think I got 3 dinosaur stickers and 50 runs, which apparently is bad.
That's right.
I don't know.
Yeah. No,
that's a misdirection that I'm trying to spread.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I had 0 stars, mm-hmm. 5 dinosaur stickers, mm-hmm. but 25 runs.
25 runs.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
So, tabulating this.
Who the fuck knows?
Who did it best, Eva? Who did it best?
Seth.
Oh, I see really what you wanted, did there. I see
really
what you did there.
I wanted to give it to you for that name.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that was very good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
But then you just beefed it.
No, you know.
That was hard.
You just... On 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, no, that's true. I definitely did. You know, it's been a rough week.
Fair. Okay.
I think Zach wins.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Unprecedented.
Out of the left side of the pitch, we got Zach. Coming up with them sticky wickets all over the home plate.
There it is. Well, Eva, you're too kind. I mean, I think I did pander the most. I definitely pandered.
You
the
definitely
most.
Went right between those uprights.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe under the uprights?
Sure.
Sports. It sounds more and more sexual every time you say it. You need to stop.
Well, you know, sports words.
Yeah.
Now say say nothing but net for me. Say it. But slow.
I believe
and then fast.
I can fly.
We got to come on
and jam, and welcome to the jam, motherfucker.
Remember how Danny DeVito was in that movie?
Remember how they said motherfuckers in that movie? Because I don't think Lee does.
Oh wait, it was Danny DeVito. You're right.
Dear.
I think a lot of things in life can be improved by mild cursing. That's for sure.
Notably PG movies, yes.
Yeah.
But not according.
By the way,
counting is
not according to any of our parents because this podcast has
they don't like that.
Far too much cursing. Really
I know it's not
too many four letter words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry, moms.
Yeah, like book and Zoom and I don't know. Other four
That's it. Those are the only two.
Monster Mash.
Monster Mash, you guys.
I honestly forgot about Monster Mash.
I did too. I had a
fucking musical and I didn't even work it in.
I got a Monster Mash in and it did nothing for me. So.
Oh, you're right. You know what? Honestly, you get 25 runs too. It doesn't matter anymore because Zachary won.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Wait.
But you can have 25.
We're going to take that one to the judge board.
All right, I'm fair. I'm all right with that. That's cool. As long as I have 25.
Of course you're cool with it. You got more.
Honestly, if you think about it, Seth probably should have won because he got the 3.5 stars that you guys both
Let's not go crazy.
And stars obviously mean so much more than runs.
Everybody knows this. No checking the replay on that one. I think the decision's been made. Okay.
All right. Are we still doing the sports thing? All right, sure.
I mean, I've been lost for 10 minutes, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, next week, what have we got going?
Next week, we're getting back into the normal stuff. I will be doing an ep. I believe my movie is Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Yes, that is true.
Which I know of like a bad to mediocre screamo post-hardcore band from the mid-2000s named Drop Dead Gorgeous. So
so you'll work them in for sure.
God, I really want to. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really thought it out yet.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, so that should be good. And yeah, I think that'll pretty much do it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, just before we go, you know, subscribe, rate on iTunes, check out our social media accounts.
Or don't.
No, definitely do.
Definitely.
I'm working on a new video right now.
We've been climbing up the subscribers, like, very slowly.
We're coming close to that golden number of 69, so...
We are. God, we want to hit 69 so bad. But then, like, if we go past it, we have to tell people to unsubscribe. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're going to cap it at 69. So don't go crazy with it. But, like, tell, you know, 7 friends.
Yeah, let's say.
Yeah.
Should we carry 69 through the 69th episode, or is that too much synergy?
Oh, boy.
No, that seems pretty good.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's only about a year from now, so yeah, that'll be good.
No problem.
Yeah. Almost, yeah. It's really close to a year from now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So...
yep, signing off.
Yeah.
Because
I think that's the one. I think that's the good.
Nope. I'm tired of seeing all your faces.